Hello, this is Sarah Tucker on Radio Gorgeous, and I'm here in the mountains in France, just standing by a small waterfall up in the mountains. It's very early in the morning, and I'm here in Amunier on a yoga week. They don't just do yoga, they do Pilates and Tai Chi, and they've got also yoga for children. I think there's even things like Feng Shui classes, it's the best place to do yoga in the world, in the mountains. Hello, who am I with?
Hello, I'm Marlene.
Marlene, and can you tell me a little bit about where we are? Shall we start walking?
Yes, of course. We are in Les Menuires, and it's a great and big ski resort in France, but we are in a special place. We are walking along a river, and on the snow, we are listening to birds, and it's a sunny day, the sky is blue, and it's a bit strange because we are in a quiet place, and at the same time, it's just an amazing resort with so much people.
Yes, this resort is as old as me. It's about 54 years old, isn't it? I think you can get to it via Lyon. I flew in from Lyon, but you can get it to from Geneva and Chambéry as well. Whereabouts would you say, I think you get most of the people who come here at the moment are from France, they're French. It's one of those resorts that still is where people do speak French and they don't speak English. Well, they do speak English, but they speak French more.
Yes, we have 55% of customers are French, so of course we speak French here, and we have more than 60 nationalities in Les Menuires, but yes, one out of two people are French here, of course.
Yes. So what sort of things can you do on the yoga week? I mentioned a few of them, but what other things can you do? There's something I saw called sophiology. What is sophiology?
Sophiology, it's all about managing your own stress and how to give the best of you when you compete, for example, but without any stress. And to just be aware of what you are, what you are doing, to give the best of yourself. That's it.
And also, I know we've been talking quite a bit, but you also do these silent walks, and I think they're amazing. I must admit, I do silent walks where I live in Richmond, in the Richmond Park, and everyone says, oh, I must get a dog. But I don't think you need a dog. You can just walk by yourself in silence just completely get away from it all. But, we're up here in the mountains. It's a beautiful blue sky. The snow is towards the end of the season. But you've had a good season, haven't you? You've had good snow and lots of sunshine, I'm told.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We had snow, of course, but not so much. And the year has been always sunny, nearly, and customers in holidays, yes, they appreciate it because they can just relax. Of course, they ski, but they are used to go on the terrace, and they just open their eyes, they have a look on the mountains, and for them it's enough because they are used to live in big cities, and what they want is just quietness.
Yeah. I also how, because it's the mountains, and when I think of France, especially mountains in France, I think of raclette and fromage and du pain and saucisson, and veganism is huge in the UK, and I'm told it's popular, very popular in France. What do you do? What do you feed people who, they come here for yoga and they may be vegetarian, they may be vegan? What do you give them?
Oh, we give them what they need, of course. We regret that they don't want to taste some good cheese, of course. But we cook what we have, as if they were in their house, of course. Vegetables and eggs for them who wants. And yes, we can do easy things. And sometimes Asian foods, it helps us to find good solutions.
Yes, actually Asians, they do, with this use of spices and herbs. It's really, really wonderful. Well, anyway, I'm going to practice what I preach and do a little bit of silent walking now. So thank you very much. This is Sarah Tucker in the beautiful mountains in Le Meunier on Radio Gorgeous. You can find out more details on the website.